out to kick his ass. The verbal conscious part of the brain may be turned off when they're performing, but that doesn't mean it always is. I knew that when you talk to fighters about their thoughts, their mental state, they can surprise you. They've thought about it more than you might expect. You just have to learn how to listen properly. Not that I was always successful. And know what you're listening to. You have to winnow through the chaff to get at the truth. But I thought it could be done, and regardless, was worth a shot. When I first thought of this project, I figured this book's readers would be mostly fighters, guys who compete, interested in another aspect of strategy. But I started hearing from people who'd been in accidents, who found my first book inspiring, guys like Mike Toole, who lost the use of his right arm, and then Matt Peterson, who wrote me from Maine. I am 28 years old. 10 years ago, I experienced an accident in college that left me paralyzed, a C5 quad to be exact. Fighting has been in my blood since I can remember. After sustaining my spinal cord injury, fighting took on a new form. Naturally, I don't throw fists in the streets anymore, but the spirit of the fight that you outline in your book is still strong with me. The sport of MMA has helped me get through more than a couple of days where I would have rather stayed in bed. There are times when going to work or